Yud Dalet Nisan, Tovshin Ein Beis, Rav Emanuel Danan, Pesach, a lesson not to be passed over.
This morning I want to speak about yesterday's bigger question, fundamental question with regard to the part that Pesach plays in Yiddishkeit. Tonight, we know, is the night Leila de Me'emnusa, the night of Emuna, the night of belief. The question that's always bothered me is why does Pesach play such a unique feature in Judaism? Why are there so many mitzvahs? Mitzvahs surrounding Korban Pesach, mitzvahs surrounding the Matzah, Isurei Kores. In the other Maadim, we don't find Isurei Kores. Isurei Kores for not bringing up the Korban Pesach, Isurei Kores for eating Chometz, Bali Yoreh and Bali Matzah. So many mitzvahs surrounding the Yom Tov, and B'miuchad, especially surrounding tonight, the mitzvah Salayla, Vigata Levincha, the Ba'erev Toichlu Matzois, the mitzvah of the Abba Kaisos. The whole night we're busy of involving ourselves in pu'ulos, in ma'isim, which are to ingrain emunah into ourselves. Why so many ma'isim and pu'ulos? Why so many actions? Why so many actions which seem to be in contradiction to one another? Why is that necessary? That's question number one. And the second question is, why does Yetzias Mitzrayim play such a prominent role in Judaism? Let me read to you the Rambam in Perek Ches Yesod HaTorah, and you will understand why this is a question. The Rambam is speaking about Nevuah, and he's speaking about how we know about the veracity of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam starts off by saying, Moshe Rabbeinu lo yeminu bo Yisrael nivna oisu she'oso. Moshe Rabbeinu, his veracity was not achieved through the signs which he performed. She'ama min api oisu yes believe is doifi. Because a person who believes via miracles has a nagging doubt in his heart. She'etra she'asa ois belas. The kishul could be that he could do the, he's performing the deed through a witchcraft. Ela kol ha'oisus she'osa Moshe Rabbeinu lefi ha'tzorech ha'son. All the oisus which Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Midbar, he did it because it was the requirement of the time. Lo'ila ha'viray al nevuah. He never brought about the signs to bring a proof that he's a true prophet. So says the Rambam. So how were they ma'amin in Moshe Rabbeinu? V'ma'aminu boy? V'ma'amad har Sinai she'ineinu ro'u v'lo'izar. Our very eyes saw, not relying on other people's testimony, we ourselves saw, though his name was Shamu Veloy Acher, it was our ears that heard it. Ha'esh va'akoyles va'lapidim, v'hu nigash el ha'rofel, he was nigash el ha'rofel, v'hakoyle medabe elo v'anu shoyimim, Moshe, Moshe, lech emar lahem, kach v'kach. We heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying directly to Moshe, Moshe, go and be Metzavah Gan Latoya. Right? And that is how we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was the true prophet, the true Navi. The Chenu Oymeh, and then Rambam continues to bring a pasuk. Ponim beponim, divrei Hashem imochem. Hashem spoke to you, and therefore the Torah is binding to you because I spoke to you directly. V'nema lo yitzav yishenu korat Hashem esabris hazois, ela, I was kind of bris with you. And says, continues the Rambam, "Minayin shebe'ma'amad haratzina levado yarai lenivuasoi she'emes." How do we know that it was only through Matan Torah that was the true, concrete proof for the veracity of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah? She'ein boidoyfi. She'nema hina anechi bo alecha be'avanot. The pasuk in Yisrael says, "I'm going to come to you in the thickness of the cloud." Ba'avu yishma'am bedabri ima, ve'gam bechay aminu la'olam. I'm going to speak to you. The people are going to be listening to me speaking to you, and that is well. That is the means by which we come to chayaminu loylam. Michlal shekoydim davaze loyaminu boi neemonu shiyomedes laolam. we can infer from that that until that very point they did not believe a emuna which would stand the test of time. Although the pasuk says Vayiru Hashem is Vayaminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdoi, says the Rambam, that's Ne'emonus sheyesh acharei ahiru machshava. You can choose to believe, but a skeptic says Moshe Rabbeinu was just another league of a mechashev. He was just head and shoulders above the midstream. But I'm not convinced that he is a true prophet. And then the Rambam continues, that is why every time we listen to a Novi, it's not because he's doing the sign. We listen to a Novi because the Torah says you should listen to the Novi. And then the Rambam continues beautifully. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu first appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him the signs to perform in Mitzrayim. But Omar Loi, b'shomu lekolecha, they're going to listen to you. Yoda Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew this point. She'amamin api ha'oisos yesh b'libay doifi u'maharer u'mechashev. He knows. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that if somebody believes via signs, then there is something left. There's room for doubt. That is the reason, says the Rambam, they're not going to believe me because I can't come with miracles and convince them that I'm genuine. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu reply? You're 100% right, Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah? It's only temporary measure. This emuna, which is not 100%, emuna sheyesh achareha hiru machshava, it suffices to get us to Matan Torah, which is only a couple of months down the road. Right? That emuna is good enough for the time being. You're right. It's not good enough for history. It won't survive the test of time. But for temporary measure, it will be good enough until you come to this very mountain. I'm going to perform a sign for you here, and this is the purpose of the signs I'm giving you now here in Mitzrayim. Sheyedu shani shelachticha be'emes mibatchila ve'lo yishaya b'livayin hiru. Right? And through Matan Torah, they will know that you were genuine. Only then they will be convinced. Right? That is why Moshe Rabbeinu beats any other Novi. Any other Novi, even if he manages to do more spectacular miracles than Moshe Rabbeinu, he's already lost the battle. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not believing him because of the miracles he does. So we're not going to weigh out one miracle against another calculate who's a greater person. Moshe Rabbeinu, we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. Amazing thing this Rambam. The whole of Yetzias Mitzrayim could have been Kishuv and Lat. Right? Now, although you'll tell me somebody who's in it, somebody who's involved in a certain scene, in a certain situation, knows that although rationally you could say, oh, it could be Lat and Kishuv, it could be coincidence, but nevertheless, it's not binding. You cannot convince your children. If that child wants to believe, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was just head and shoulders above the rest, you will not be able to convince him otherwise. And he has a legitimate argument. Well, how can you prove Moshe Rabbeinu's veracity only through Matan Torah? So with this in mind, I want to go back to my question. So why is it that Yetzias Mitzrayim played such a critical role? Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to the Rambam, was completely totally was hanging on Matan Torah. Without Matan Torah, Yetzias Mitzrayim would not be able to stand the test of time. Moshe Enkin, Matan Torah, doesn't need Yetzias Mitzrayim. If we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I am about to tell Moshe Rabbeinu every single mitzvah, which I'm going to be mitzvah you, I am doing it via Moshe Rabbeinu. That is what we heard on Har Sinai. That is how we know the whole Torah is true. Not just that which we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, every single thing that this man says, Moshe Rabbeinu, is from me. That was one thing, Moshe Chochma says this, that Moshe Rabbeinu, his Bechira was taken away from him. He could not make up the Torah. That Bechira, that Nekudas HaBechira was taken away from him. So Matan Torah, we also learn, I am Hashem, your God. That means I am I'm here, yeah, I am. The lessons which we learned in Mitzrayim. The Metzius Hashem. Hashgachas Hashem. I am telling you, Rabbi Yisai, that I am looking after you. I am making the world run. I didn't just turn on the button and let it go by itself. Right? And the third lesson, I am telling you that I'm Balakoychas Kulam, whom we experience Hashem. So why do we need Yetzias Mitzrayim? And Yetzias Mitzrayim played such a much more prominent role than Zman Matan Torah Zeinu. Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim, twice a day. All the mitzvahs, Kores, even unaffiliated Jews, you see, some shaykhs that have to pay to us, they know something about the Seder night, yet Shavuos doesn't play such a prominent role. Why is that? So once a Gentile went over to a Jew, and he says to him, so why do you Jews, you always answer questions with questions? And the Jew answered, why not? So to answer this question, I'll ask another question, and that is, what is the mitzvah of Emunah? What is the mitzvah of Emunah? Right? The Rambam says, in Yesod HaTorah, the first Rambam, Yesod HaYesodis, the Amud HaChochmos, yeah, the foundation of foundations, the Amud HaChochmos, and the pillar of wisdom, Leida SheYesham Motsui Rishon, to know that there is a first being, a primary being, the Umansi Kol HaNimtza, who brought about the whole existence into existence. וכל הנמצאים מן השמיים והארץ ומה ביניהם, everything which is in the heavens and the earth and between, לא נמצאו אלא מהמיתוס מצוסוי, only through the truth of his essence, right? That is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says clearly, לידה שיש שם מוצוי ראשון, to know that there is a בורא עולם. That is the difference between our religion and other religions. It's a mitzvah of knowledge, of v'yodata ayayim ha'shavay salavacha. You have to know it. Otherwise, what's the difference between me and a Christian? I choose to believe, he chooses to believe. Right? We might be both religious in our own way. I don't choose to believe. I know it's true. So where is the mitzvah of the emunah? Can add to that, the Rambam, as we say, we know the Rambam is Moine, the mitzvah of Emunah, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, is know that, believe in Hashem your God. That means Hashem, there's a Motzi Rishon, and he's Mashgiach. So, everybody asks, if a person doesn't believe, how can you command a person to believe? Right? Which is the reason why the Bahag is not Moine Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Because if I don't believe, you can't tell me to believe. Once I believe in you, then you can command it. Right? And the Rambam, the Rambam is Moine, Anoich Hashem Lekecha, Mitzvah, and he bases himself on the Gemara in the end of Makris. Yeah? Tariyad Mitzvahs, Lemoche, Nemo Lemoche B'Sinai. Yeah? And the Gemara continues to saying, and this is the rumor to the Pasuk, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Torah, which is Gematria 611, Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us. And Anoichi Vashem Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Velo Yeh Lecha Mipi Gvura Shamanu. So Lachare, that's the support for the Rambam that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is one of the Tariyag Mitzvahs. So what is that? If a person doesn't mean Manashot, if he believes, he believes already. If he doesn't believe, then your command, who are you? He doesn't believe in you. So who is this entity who's saying believe in me? So in fact, the Avi Ezri in on the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Hey of Hichas Tshuva says he asked this question to the Briskerov. He asked the question, where is the Mokrin for Emunah in Yiddishkeit? And he started bringing the Rambam. It's all about Yedia. It's all about knowledge, right? Interestingly, although the Rambam says here Leida Sheyesh Amotzi Rishon, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Mitzvah Rishonahi, says the Rambam, Hatzivui Asher Tzivonu Lehamin HaElokus, to believe in godliness, in the godly being. V'ushenemer sheyesham ilo v'siba hu po'el chol hanimtzos. There is a primary reason, a primary cause, which we know as the Almighty, and He is the cause of everything which takes place. Vehu Omro Yisborach, and that the mitzvah is is transmitted to us through the word Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So here the Rambam uses the Lashon of Tzivan Ulehamin. Interesting, here he uses the Lashon Ulehamin, to believe. So what is the mitzvah of belief? What is Emunah? So let us try to analyze this word Emunah. Emunah, we find it Yosei Dneeman, the Novi says. Yosei Dneeman is a steadfast peg. A yosid is something which you use to tie the the tent down, so the strong winds, such as we experienced the other day, will be able to endure those strong winds and not be blown away. That is Ne'eman. Ne'eman means it's true to its purpose. It's steadfast, it's sturdy, it's firm, it can be relied on. Umatzosa et levovoi ne'eman lefanecha. Avraham Avinu has emunah, but it was through the test. Ne'eman lefanecha. He stood steadfast. That means there were winds that were blowing the other way. There were winds to be me'arev, to shake the foundation. Ne'eman. He was steadfast. Right? The pasuk says, "Vehemin v'Hashem v'yachshever lo yitzadoka." When HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed Avraham Avinu about concerning his descendants, that he's going to have children, the verse says, "Vehemin v'Hashem," and he believed in Hashem, "v'yachshever lo yitzadoka." Rashi explains, "V'yachshever lo yitzadoka," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machshiv Avraham Avinu the emuna as a tzedaka, as a righteous, as a something which is zach. Something which is lifni mishu asadin, something which is to be admired. So the Ramban asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises you something, you have to be a tzaddik. Avraham Avinu already with everything which is achieved, that you machshev as tzedakah, the fact that he believed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he believed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise for that. So the answer is, emunah is to be machdir the yediya into my leiv. In, he lived without emunah. A person can have a knowledge, yeah, he can have a knowledge and yet not live with it. Avraham Avinu not only had the knowledge, that he's going to have children, and he believed in that, but he lived his life despite everything saying the opposite. He lived his life in accordance with that knowledge, right? That is emunah. Emunah is when we stand the test of time, when we stand trials, when the going gets difficult. All it is, all emunah is, just becoming one with the knowledge which I know. I know this chala elam haba. Therefore, even though I've got an enormous temptation here to make money in a bit of a swindle, my emunah means I realize how great this chala will be if I overcome my temptation, right? That means that knowledge which I already know, but I ingrain it to myself so that it affects my action. That is what is called emunah. I'm steadfast with my knowledge. I don't just know that is chala olam haba, and therefore that knowledge enables me to overcome life's nisyon. Like a person who's trying to cut down on smoking, right? He knows cigarettes are harmful. So how does he overcome that temptation when he's got that social pressure and he's being offered a cigarette and he's got a craving for that cigarette? He pictures to himself his friend who died 2 weeks ago because of cigarettes. That means that knowledge he knows already. But what? He has a vivid picture of his knowledge. That enables him, right? That enables him to overcome the temptation. But then the guy says, "It's only one cigarette, and that's it. One cigarette is not going to harm you." Then that knowledge, which you already know, do you remember what happened last time? It didn't end off with just one cigarette. Yeah, it just finally it's a downward escalator. It escalates from one cigarette to the next. He uses his power of imagination. That means that knowledge which he already has, and uses that ingrained in himself, all that knowledge, in order to overcome the temptation. Lehamin, in the Madura Frankel of the Rambam, you see, he brings there Lehamin, Beloshan Arabi, Ba'atakad. Sorry, Ba'atkad. Ba'atkad. That's what the word is. Yeah? Shenamin, to believe, is Anna'atkad. What does that mean? If you check up the Arabic, that's the lesson of being convinced by one's belief. Convinced by one's belief. That is the mitzvah of emunah. Not just to know, to be convinced, right? Liyo is meshuchna ba'amitosoi, to be convinced through its truth, v'nechonosoi, and its correctness, shel eidadova. Right? So that is emunah. Emunah is, take that knowledge and ingrain itself. Make it part of you that you live your life in accordance with that knowledge. The Radvaz says, the reason why the Rambam says Yesoda is Leida, is because it's all Yedea. Avada, Yesoda, says the Rambam. If you don't have that knowledge, you can't tell you to be steadfast, to have emunah in something which you don't have knowledge. First of all, you've got to know. Tamina Shemaim is provable. These things are provable, right? You've got to have that knowledge. Once you've got that knowledge, then that's the next mitzvah of emunah, ingraining that knowledge into you so that it affects you. That is why the Rambam in Yesoda Atoya says Yesoda. But nevertheless, in mitzvah Aleph, he says Lehamin. Because the mitzvah is not knowledge. Because if I don't believe you, how can I be commanded to believe in you? The mitzvah is Hemunah. That knowledge which you already know. I want you to ingrain it into yourself. Okay, a different proof. That's why there is an element as well that apart from Kabbalah, a person has to see Emunah, through Chakira, according to Chakira, see the Boyer Olam, or see the Boyer Olam through the world, like the Rambam says, is seeing the Niflos Avoyer, and that ingrains Emunah, because. It bothers me. Why do you need so many? Once you have that knowledge, why do you need so many different tactics of ingraining that knowledge? Lifi advarim is very, very moving. that is another indication that ne'emonus emunah means steadfast. Zoicha abris ve'ne'eman bivrisoi. He is bound. He is steadfast in his bris. What does that mean? It means the nation, the people of the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a keshes, a rainbow when there's man puronos in the oil. Right? And really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish. But Ne'am of bris means I have a will, but my bris withholds me from doing which kaviyochel I want to do. Ne'am abrivisa, and I'm steadfast with the bris. And therefore, it is this emunah that you need to be able. It's called emunah chushit, yeah, tangible emunah. You need to see it with your eyes, and that's the sefer chinuch and the mesilat yesharim that lefi apulois nimshochim alevovis. You've got to do many actions because it's not the night of knowledge. It's the night, Leil of Emunusa, is Leil of Emunusa, ingraining that knowledge into our very being. And that is through the pu'ulos, through the actions, through the reliving of the story, through focusing on the child. Va'agoda is in Loshon Goyd, is something which pull, like a magnetic pull. You have to attract into it, because it's not just the Yediyah Be'alma. Risha Salanta says, in the Geras Amusa, Hadimyon Nachal Shoitef. Right? The Dimyon, imagination, Nachal Shoitef, it's a fast flowing river, Va'aseichel Yitzba, and the mind will drown, Im Loi Noilichenu Bo'imiyah, unless we ride it, unless we guide it through the ship, we guide our Dimyon. What is that? How do we do that? He Rigshat HaNefesh V'Sa'ar HaSarach. Dimyon, fire, you have to fight with fire. Yeah? You can't fight fire with seichel. Right? He rikshas anefesh v'sarat haruach. It's the feeling, the evoking of the emotions, and the stirring up of the spirit. That is the way to fight the world of Dimyon. In other words, if I've got a massive taiva, I've got a picture of Gehenna. I've got a picture of fire in front of me, something which speaks to me, something which I can relate to. As we saw in Parashas Acharemos, that second doctor has the same, if you don't do like I said, you will die like he died, like he died. That brings about an impression. And this is one, the following is one of the remarkable things I've ever seen. The Alter of Kelm says, Chochmo Musa Chelik Alech Ma'amar Chavche. Ha'hefresh ben Tzadik L'Rosho Hu Ha'emuna. Right? The difference between the Tzadik and Rosho is Emuna. Tzadik Ma'amin, Rosho Ainu Ma'amin. What the Olam think is that a Rosho chooses not to believe, and a Tzadik chooses to believe. Tosu says that the Alter, that is a mistake. Ha'hefresh ben Tzadik L'Rosho Hu Rak Koach Hatziur. Yeah? It's the power of imagination. Yeah, the tzaddik is just much more imaginative than the rasha. That's all it is. He's got a better power of imagination, right? Ki min lo yidrash tovah matmedes v'kulo toiv. Which fool doesn't want the ultimate good for you? Why are we in this world? Pleasure, right? To quote Rav Noach Weinberg, pleasure. We're here for our pleasure. The tzaddik just knows what pleasure is. He's been messiahed himself. He imagines it. He pictures himself as vivid pictures of what true pleasure is. And he realizes, through being messiahed, koach hatziur, that those far surpass any physical pleasures which you can imagine in this world. Aval koach hatziur hu shechata l'rasha, v'lo chisor ne'emuna, kisvorat oilam. It's the power of imagination. He doesn't take those Yedir is sichlios, that knowledge of Olam Haba, and related to himself in tangible ways. V'yadua lakol, yeah, it is known. Ki koin dem shiyova adam l'madregas ha'sichel b'foyal. As long as a person hasn't reached the madrega of being able to use the seichel in emotive, imaginative ways, right? Ein erech tziur achushi letziur hasichli. Then there is no comparison between that which my mind knows and that which I feel and that which I see. Right? Af lo gam ka achizas einayim neged b'foyal. Not only, it doesn't even have the strength of achizas einayim, which is a trick of the eyes. Let's say I know there's only one candle. I know there's only one candle in this room. Right? But it's a room full of mirrors. And therefore there's achizas einayim here, but my knowledge tells me that it can't be. Although this is what I see, a person who's cross-eyed, his knowledge tells him it can't be the two people, but he definitely sees two people. It doesn't even matter. It's not even as strong to try and fight the Yetzer Hara with seichel, not with dimyonos. It doesn't even have the effect of a chalayim neged b'akis. A person tries to compare what's a dream, what he's dreaming, what's his imagination, and what is real life. Ki aria b'chol minei arevus, seeing something which gives a person enjoyment. Olam hazeh meduma tebalbel koach hatziur shel arevus olam haba v'yishai reik v'neil. The desire and the attraction of the chemdois of the benefits of this world make a person confused, and he will end up empty, right? So therefore, the only way to fight the Yetzer Hara is by koach ha'adinyan v'asiyu, and that is what emuna is. Emuna is ingraining into ourselves our knowledge. And I just wanted to finish off with two things. The Gemara says in Sota Memchet, Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash, the Mishnah says, Botel HaShomer V'Noifes Tzufim U'Bos U'Posku Anshe Amone. Yeah, Posku Anshe Amone. I want the Charav Beit HaMikdash, there was no more Anshe Amone. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yitzchak, Omar Rav Yitzchak, my Anshe Amone, Omar Rav Yitzchak, Elu Bnei Otam Shei Ma'aminim B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are people who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means, from the Zman Achurban, there were no more Anshe Emuna. The Tanya, yeah, and the Brisa continues. Rashi says, unbelievable thing. Rashi says, Shema Aminim, לבטר ממוינם לנוי הידור מצווה ולצדוקו ולעיצר שבת ויום טוב. Rashi makes it, concretizes it. What does it mean that no more people that believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It means they're not mevatar mamoinam for hidur mitzvah, and they don't mevatar mamoinam l'tzedakah, and they tell Shabbos is v'yomim tovim. Why? So where's Rashi coming from, and where did you see that in the Gemara? So then the Kuta is these three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a special promise. Yeah, by hidur mitzvah we know ad shlish mishalai. Mikan ve'elach mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu will recompensate you for anything which you spend on more than a shlish. Tzedakah we know bechanonig nabezoit aser b'shul shesis asher. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises you, and itar shavas of the yomim tovim, like the Gemara says in Beitza, that says zayin. מזונוסוף של אדם כתובים מראש השונה לראש השונה חוץ מהישראל שבוסס ויומים טובים וטוב אז בוא נבלת המוצר הקדוש ברוך הוא promised says you won't lose out through being מוישה פשם. People who don't live, if you live your life in accordance with that knowledge, that's emunah. If not shatni, don't believe, that is emunah. I live, I show that I'm not frugal, I spend my money on tzedakah. Why? Because I believe in that. I believe, and that it's not just a knowledge, it's a knowledge which affects my life. And that is what emunah is. And just to finish off with one story, which the moshul of the picture of what emunah is, and what a ben chayin is. The picture of is the scenario, is the scene which Yedidi Moshe Yosef Fortune depicted, and that's the scene in the lager, in the concentration camp, of the beastly, inhuman SS officer beating to death a Jew who just gave over a morsel of bread to his friend. Right? Who's the true? So he made the point, who is the true free person? Who is the free person? The SS officer? Or this person who managed to give away his morsel of food? Surely the real free person is the person who, despite everything, managed to be moist and nefesh and give and share his food with his friend. The other person is so mushkot, he's so bound to his evil ways, he is an evet. But I wanted to be moist with just one nekuda to this point. This person is a mona. He has the emunah is in front of him. The emunah that if he doesn't succumb, if he perseveres, he has a massive oilam haba. He's mitzayir that. He uses kach adinyan and kach achus. That enables a person to survive. And that is the Yetziat Mitzrayim. Yetziat Mitzrayim is when we learn and we experience Hashgacha Pratis. We experience the lessons. We're not just any knowledge. We experience, and therefore, and it was an ongoing experience, the whole process took a year, and not just a one-off, again and again, until it was Chodu Elibeinu, and that is why Yetziat Mitzrayim plays such a prominent role, and that's why the reason for the many mitzvahs, and the reason for the constant remembrance of Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim. Wishing you all a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Thank you for listening.
But what you think is even though you said right here, yeah, it's pretty nice to follow the first.